Okotoks, indoor pickleball courts are coming to the Foothill Centennial Center in Okotoks. Funding for upgrades that will allow 4 year-round courts to be set up inside the building was approved unanimously during an Okotoks Council meeting last month. In June, Council directed town staff to look into what would be needed to build the courts and what it would cost. Short-term costs to build the indoor courts are pegged at $13,000, with another $25,000 being set aside for longer-term costs. The short-term costs include applying a non-slip finish to the Centennial Center floor, covering in-floor electrical outlets, painting lines and purchasing nets. The town says the short-term items would take about 4 weeks to complete. Long-term costs consist of protection for the building's stage lighting and the removal of double doors that connect the court area to the senior center that have not been used for many years. Funding for the courts will come from the town's operating budget, and existing recreation fees would be in effect for users. The town said pickleball will help fill bookings in the Centennial Center and provide more opportunities to participate in the sport, until a dedicated racket center can be built. Space in the FCC will be prioritized for community events, but the town anticipates dedicating 80 to 100 hours per month to pickleball. Kaun. Rachel Swensiad spoke in support of the project, saying it increases recreational opportunities while making use of underutilized space for minimal cost. "I absolutely love what is happening here," Swensiad said. Recommendations from the local pickleball community, made in consultation with the town, are included in the costs. The decision to open the FCC for indoor pickleball comes after concerns were raised about noise at outdoor pickleball courts in residential areas. Kaun. Brent Robinson said providing indoor courts at the FCC is a good way to address concerns of pickleball clubs, which want more court time, and of residents who live near the outdoor courts. The town is also looking at reducing outdoor court times by closing the Bob Anderson courts at 5 p.m. on Fridays and Sundays, with a decision on that due in September.